And now the shipping forecast, issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Friday, the 27th of December. There are warnings of gales in Hebrides, Bailey, Faroes and Southeast Iceland. The general synopsis at 1800. High Central Europe 1042, declining 1034 by 1800 Friday. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking north at Zira. Southerly or southwesterly 3 to 5. Occasional rain, moderate or good. South at Zira, 40s. Variable 2 to 4, becoming southwesterly 3 to 5 later. Occasional rain, fog patches at first. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. Cromarty, 4th. Variable 2 to 4, becoming southwest 4 or 5 later. Rain or drizzle, good, occasionally poor. Tyne, southwest 2 to 4, occasional drizzle, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Dogger, Fisher, German Bight, Humber, Thames. South or southwest 2 to 4, occasional drizzle and fog patches, moderate or poor, occasionally very poor. Dover, White, Portland, Plymouth. Variable, mainly easterly 2 to 4, occasional drizzle, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Biscay, east, becoming variable later 2 to 4, occasional drizzle, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Trafalgar, easterly or northeasterly 3 to 5, but 5 to 7 near Strait of Gibraltar, showers in south, good. Fitzroy, Sol, variable 2 to 4, occasional drizzle, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Lundy, Fastnet. Variable 2 to 4, occasional drizzle, fog patches at first, moderate or poor, occasionally very poor at first. Irish Sea. South or southwest 2 to 4, occasional drizzle, fog patches at first, moderate or poor, occasionally very poor at first. Shannon. Variable 2 to 4, occasional drizzle, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Northwest Rockall. Southwesterly 5 to 7, showers, good. Southeast Rockall, Malin. Cyclonic 3 to 5, occasional rain, moderate or good. Hebrides. Southwesterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 later in northwest. Rain or showers, moderate or good. Bailey. Southwesterly 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 in northwest. Showers, wintry later in northwest. Moderate or good, occasionally poor in northwest. Farall. Southwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later in northwest. Rain or showers, moderate or good. Faroes. Southwest 6 to gale 8. Showers, moderate or good. Southeast Iceland. Southwesterly 7 to severe gale 9. Showers, wintry later. Moderate, occasionally poor. Now the weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Tyree Automatic. Northeast 2. Slight drizzle and rain. 1200 metres, 1029 falling slowly. Stornoway. Southwest by south 1. Slight rain. 16 miles, 1030 falling slowly. Lerwick. Southwest 4. 14 miles, 1029 now rising. Wick Automatic. South-southeast 2. Slight rain. 5 miles, 1030, falling slowly. Aberdeen. Calm. Fog. 400 metres, 1030, falling slowly. Lucas. Southwest 3. 19 miles, 1031, falling slowly. Boomer. Southwest by south 2. Mist. 3 miles, 1032, falling slowly. Bridlington. Southwest 3, 1033, falling slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic. East by south 2, 200 metres, 1034. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic. East 4, 1000 metres, 1033. St. Catherine's Point Automatic. East 3, 1033, falling slowly. Jersey. East by south 4. Fog. 100 metres. 1,032. Falling slowly. Channel light vessel automatic. East by south, 3. 5 miles, 1,033. Silly automatic. Southeast, 3. Fog. 5 miles, 1,033. Falling slowly. Milford Haven. Southeast, 3. Fog. 1 mile, 1,033. Now falling. Aberporth. South-southwest, 2. Fog. 200 metres, 1,033. Now rising. Valley. South by east, 3. Mist. 1 mile, 1,033. Falling slowly. Liverpool Crosby. East by south, 1. Fog. 200 metres, 1,033. Now rising. Valentia. Southeast by south, 2. Slight drizzle. 1,900 metres, 1,031. Rising slowly. Ronald's Way. South by west, 2. Recent drizzle. 3 miles, 1,032. Falling more slowly. Malin Head. Southeast by south, 3. 12 miles, 1,030, falling slowly. Macrahanish Automatic. South-southeast, 3. 16 miles, 1,031, now rising. Now here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300 on Thursday the 26th of December. The general situation. A ridge of high pressure will give a generally slack and moist flow of air, the flow becoming stronger and colder in the north during Saturday. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Southerly or southeasterly 2 to 4, occasionally 5 at first in northwest, veering southwesterly 4 or 5 later. Rain at times, moderate or good. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Variable, becoming south 2 to 4, then veering southwest 4 or 5 later. Occasional rain, good, occasionally moderate. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. Southwest 2 to 4, mainly fair. Moderate or good, occasionally poor. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. Southwest 2 or 3, occasional drizzle and fog patches. Moderate or poor, occasionally very poor. Gibraltar Point to Northumberland. Southerly or southwesterly 2 or 3, becoming variable 1 or 2 in south. Occasional drizzle and fog patches. Moderate or poor, occasionally very poor, becoming good later in south. Northumberland to Selsey Bill. Variable, mainly easterly 1 to 3. Occasional drizzle at first. Moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. East or northeast 2 or 3. Occasional drizzle at first. Moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. East or northeast 2 to 4, becoming variable 1 to 3 later. Drizzle at times. Moderate or poor, occasionally good later. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. East or southeast, becoming variable later 1 to 3. Drizzle at times, fog patches at first, moderate or poor, occasionally very poor at first. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. South 2 to 4, occasional drizzle, fog patches at first, moderate or poor, occasionally very poor at first. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. South or southwest 2 to 4, occasional drizzle, fog patches at first, moderate or poor, occasionally very poor at first. Isle of Man, south veering southwest 3 or 4, occasional drizzle and fog patches, moderate or poor, occasionally very poor. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Loch, south or southwest 3 or 4, occasional drizzle, moderate or good. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel, south or southwest 3 or 4, occasional drizzle, moderate or good. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. Variable 2 to 4, becoming west or southwest 3 to 5. Occasional rain or drizzle. moderate or good. Aardmerchen Point to Cape Wrath. Variable 2 to 4, becoming west or southwest 4 or 5, occasionally 6 later. Rain at times, showers later. Moderate or good, occasionally poor. Shetland Isles. Southwest 4 or 5, occasionally 6 later. Rain at first, then showers. Good, occasionally moderate at first. And that completes the shipping bulletin. And with it, we sail on by to the end of our broadcasting day here on the Good Ship Radio 4. I'll hand you over to our colleagues at the World Service, who will see you through the night until Jane Steele returns here later this morning with news briefing. For now, though, that's all from us. Thank you so much for your company this Boxing Day evening. This is Danielle Jałowiecka, signing off from the late shift to attempt to wade my way through the chocolate wrappers that seem to have gathered around me here in the Continuity studio tonight. I don't know how that's happened, do you? On behalf of all of us at Broadcasting House in London, here's wishing you a peaceful night. Good night.
It's 1 o'clock GMT. Hi there, I'm Ed Butler. This is Business Matters on the BBC World Service. Today we're hearing about Russia's so-called shadow fleet and why EU authorities fear it could be cutting major up and undersea cables to disrupt Western infrastructure.
Seabed is just full with this critical infrastructure. Most of your fiber optical internet, if you have, is going through the seabed. And it's a good way also to disrupt, but also not necessarily take accountability.
Also in the show, a new controversial anti-LGBT law in Ghana, how it could affect the country's precarious recovery from economic crisis. And we'll be remembering Manmohan Singh, India's former prime minister. That's after the latest news.
BBC News, I'm John Shea. Israel has warned that it's just getting started with action against the Houthis in Yemen, who've been targeting Israel and vessels in the Red Sea. The warning came from the Prime Minister, Benjamin Netanyahu, after Israel launched a series of airstrikes against sites in Yemen, which reportedly killed at least 6 people. The head of the World Health Organization said he was metres away from an attack on the main airport in the capital, Sana'a. The UN Secretary-General made a statement through his spokeswoman, Stephanie Tremblay.
The Secretary-General remains deeply concerned about the risk of further escalation in the region and reiterates his call for all parties concerned to cease all military actions and to exercise utmost restraint. He also warns that airstrikes on Red Sea ports and Sana'a Airport pose grave risks to humanitarian operations.
The head of one of the last functioning hospitals in northern Gaza says an Israeli airstrike has killed 5 members of staff. Hossam Abu Safia, the director of the Kamal Adwan Hospital in Beit Lahia, said a doctor was among the dead. A laboratory technician and several maintenance staff are also reported to have been killed. South Korea's main opposition party will today attempt to hold a parliamentary vote to impeach the acting president. As Peter Hyatt reports, the political crisis in South Korea is deepening.
Han Duck-soo became acting president when parliament voted to impeach the actual president, Yoon Suk-yeol, after he briefly and disastrously declared martial law earlier this month. Mr. Yoon is now set to have his fate determined by the Constitutional Court. It's expected to start meeting later today. But the court is missing 3 of its 9 members, making it much harder to achieve a guilty verdict, and Mr. Han has declined to replace them, which is why the opposition is now trying to impeach him too. This is all uncharted territory for what is a vigorous but still quite young democracy.